There is Alex Rich
and Raphael Hefti
with the title This Is Serious.
I maybe prefer the other side. Towards.
More happen.
Yeah, it's quite as nice. You look like that. You get it from blue to pink.
Huh?
Uh-huh.
So this is the glass. But in a way, here we're talking about coating. Actually, the origin of this glass is a one layer coating kind of crystal in very, very thin layer, which makes the glass unreflexive. Glass you're using in photography for lenses, or then also in, you know, in the museum world of painting. So as a protection glass without any reflection. And the nice thing is, the more layer you put on this glass, the more mirroring it gets.
It's in a way taking this taking photography as a starting point and exploring the kind of context of photography, but using objects to draw parallels to issues within photography. Some of the works talk about location, some talk about reflection as in mentally, some physically, talking about surfaces.
It comes up in objects, but it comes also out in a dinner, which we have in a performance.
So I don't think it's conclusive, but it's just a way of trying to find prompts to talk about photography. And I guess what is nice to carry on from that discussion, which is also part of the discourse within photography, criticized was questioned as being, is this a real image or is it a generated image? And I think it's it's nice to I think we've tried to revisit the origins of photography, where it's an honest document, and all of these things that we've produced are honest documents. In a way, it's nice to eradicate that idea of the fabricated image and go back to really the roots of photography.
And in a way, also we try to work gently with the room, with the space.
Yep.
This nice space where we also lived in the last 2 weeks in it. And
yeah, so no, it nicely evolved, because I think there was experiences before where a residency informed the work. And I think what was nice with Rafi being from Beale itself, that there was an infrastructure, there's this historic notion of the building being a former hotel, and not that we were referencing that, but to then spend time in the space, things come out.
Having the thoughts about photography or this about our show, and then also including the local world, the local industry, maybe also with visiting and, for example, this glass company, and getting then also kind of objects produced.
Yeah, which in a way is very, you know, made for that space.
So this was initially where we were sleeping. This became the bedroom in the tower. And one afternoon, I was looking out of the window and looking at the Rolex building, and I said to Rafi, what is that? Is that just an advertisement? Then Rafi explained that this was the original Rolex building factory. So one day when we were trying to figure out how we could use this space, there became a viewpoint. I think we had this lovely discussion about how a photograph can be more of a viewpoint rather than having to exist. And what became nice was seeing this, it becomes really the origin of something which represents Beale, in that this is the watchmaking start, almost, that gave this whole growth to industry in Beale. Together with Rafi, we then started to talk about this history, and then...
the history of the city when, in a way, Alex lived for 3 years in Japan, and also, you know, we know all that this kind of period when Beale was quite wealthy with the watch industry. Suddenly the crisis came with the Japanese quartz watch, you know, and then in a way the first quartz watch was this Seiko quartz Astron 1969,
So we thought it was nice to put in dialogue a situation which is effectively a photograph. You're sat looking at something, and instead of creating an image of this, we thought we could create it as a scenario. So you sit on this chair, that is also a translation. And what's nice about the chair is it's a copy of Gert Rietveld's crate chair. And his reason for making this chair was in the 30s there was a crisis. I mean, yeah, we always exist. We're in a crisis now, so it's nice there's a few crises involved. And he was looking at the way traditional furniture was packaged, inside these crates, which were beautifully produced. Every time I visited Switzerland, I was always curious how these barriers had this section, which I was sure was similar to the section that he used for the furniture. And then on measuring it, we discovered it was. So there became a nice act of taking this barrier and translating two barriers into a chair. It's also like this, so this nice use of the language of objects.
One work of the show is on our website, I mean, is the website thisisserious.net.